Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, I thank the Most High that we are back. Yes, indeed, that we are back again for another episode. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this very precious opportunity. The Most High has granted us again for the healing and reconciliation of our people. For only, my brothers and sisters, by the Spirit of the Most High, man proving himself faithful, man proving his desire to be steadfast, true, only by his Spirit, my brothers and sisters, will all our people at last be one. And only a people, my brothers and sisters, made one, according to all the Most High from the beginning foreordained. Only that people, my brothers and sisters, shall be counted worthy unto his holy name. So again, thanking the Most High for the power of his Spirit to reconcile our hearts, that we discern the Shema, that we discern the utmost command of all. As Yah is one, so must be his people. We all have an obligation. Yes. We all have an obligation to seek all that is divine will. And the only way we can seek all divine will, my brothers and sisters, we have to seek and discern the fact of what Messiah meant when he said, your righteousness must exceed that of all your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. For if we only seek according to what men are comforted in, or seek comfort in, after the vanities of men, after the variant misallegiances of men, the end result, my brothers and sisters, is no agreement, no covenant, and no peace at all. Our righteousness, our sense of discretion as to what the Most High has foreordained from the beginning must be the mutual expectation of us all. Our knowledge of that truth, which exceeds all the varied institutions of man, must become, my brothers and sisters, the stabilizing strength of all our hearts. Else we shall not enter unto the kingdom. Yeah. Most High has already said, the people who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Or dare we say that after the multitude of differing ideologies that exist in this world, many call upon the name of the Most High, but after their own ideals. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, after such as this? I said, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, dare we say that after all these multitude of contradictions, polytheist hypocrisies, diversitudes of doctrine, standards which the Most High never spoke, standards, my brothers and sisters, which always negate the truth, shall we say that we're made true to the name of Him? Made true to Him, my brothers and sisters, who has declared, we must seek Him, knowing that He is all and everything that He is. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, we're true to His name if we seek to be justified by the multitude of differing standards. So easily, my brothers and sisters, devouring and exploiting our people and their differences. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, who knows how many world religions, cannot possibly, I repeat, they cannot possibly be the truth. All prophecy relates to Messiah in his appearing. Look at Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30-31 chapter. Look at also, my brothers and sisters, such scriptures as 25:1-3-10. The book of Isaiah. Read Isaiah 24, my brothers and sisters, 24th chapter. Read Revelation 7th chapter. All these scriptures, Zephaniah 2:15, 3:6-3:6, that's 3:13, 3:20. All these scriptures relate that a covenant will be restored with the one Most High when men, according to what is called the Gospel of Shiloh, look at Genesis 49:1-8-12, speaking of the one out of the tribe of Judah, who will call all his people to be regathered unto the will of one. A covenant with the Most High will be restored, my brothers and sisters. When men at last discern that they must discern beyond all the variant ideologies, the provocative, fallen short, partial, pluralist, and so many times, my brothers and sisters, unrighteous, blinding, hypocrisies of the nations. He didn't say that anyone would enter his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, who would trust after the varying standards of the nations, which the scripture says must be fallen short, because all prophecy relates to no one else but Messiah himself in the last days, will be found to have been a true intercessor unto the Most High. All having sinned or fallen after some lesser standard short of the glory of Yah. You can't restore covenant unto the Most High after any partial or polluted standard. Men might seek to be justified after political, national, social, pseudo-religious, cultural differences and ideals. But my brothers and sisters, it is only those who are true to all that is divine purpose. My brothers and sisters, who will be found true unto Yah as He is, will be found worthy of His name. Think about it. The book of Yaakov, I speak about it all the time, makes it so plain. It says, though we are scattered in diaspora among the Gentile nations, it says we must remember that the standard of these nations is not worthy to be called steadfast unto Yah. Scriptures are telling us that we must therefore, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that we must therefore surely, beyond all the variant provocations of nations that are contentious one against another, none of them true to the perfect will of Yah, none of them capable of fully agreeing, none of them I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters, were it to be so, since they all have pacts with one another, would be so quickly willing to subjugate themselves under the variant rules, rulership's ideals of the nations they make pacts with. Many of my brothers and sisters that they can't be righteous. I'm not saying that men should seek to be subject to the rule of other nations in this world, or just to say the people of any particular nation should seek to be subject to the rule of other nations after the varying ideals that already exist in this world. Because the truth of the matter is Messiah himself must appear. I repeat, Messiah himself must appear to show again what indeed, without question, is the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah. He must appear to reveal again what is the gospel, the word of the Most High that is beyond and above all the kingdoms. In other words, my brothers and sisters, even the rule that the scripture said in advance, reading Isaiah 41:21-42:4, that your rulers would never preach. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is, hear me, the gospel is all that word from the Most High, that you already forewarned your leaders desire to preserve their own ways, pulpits, and thrones. The gospel is all the word, my brothers and sisters, that they predict their treacherous avocations, lying to the people, exploiting the people, taking offerings for the people, but teaching them nothing. The word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Most High, the saving word of the Most High, is all that exceeding word that it was prophesied in advance that leaders would not teach. Therefore, it is certain that faith, saving faith, must come by hearing. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It must come by hearing a word from the Most High. Yes, my brother, this is a word from the Most High himself. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that even if you were to hear from a man a word of truth, realize it's more than hearing a word from the mouth of a man. For all our people to be considered requires far more, my brothers and sisters, than what's even the written words of a man who has heard the Most High, for the minds to be attuned. And we must understand, my brothers and sisters, we all must seek to be made true unto all the Most High declared, reasoned together, and all the Most High has decreed, and desirous to be true to all that he has declared, purity and completion offering one choice. Else, brothers and sisters, we're not worthy to be called a people worthy unto the land of peace, the city of peace. Most High said is the only, ultimately declared, the only offering with which he shall be pleased. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the reality. It's time we start playing games. The truth of the matter is that men have been lying. Scripture says the people who will not know his ways should not enter into his rest. Dare we say we know his ways? We all confess his name after our own ideals. Will we have cooperation in this? Is subjection to all these varying differences in the law? I tell you, absolutely not. Most I told me very early on, and I'm thankful for that. You tell me whatever I hear, read, or see, anything else from me, and check it out with me first. Or he said someone would make a fool of me. I would say the same to you. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. This multitude of differences that we see in this world, we can believe that these contradictions, this early status quo and all these differences, is the result of man having hearkened diligently to the word of the Most High, undeceived. If we can believe that all these contradictions that cannot agree, that are not in agreement, are not a covenant, which still divide this world, if we can believe that is the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, we cannot be disciples unto Yah because we've already chosen another teacher. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is not the author of this confusion. The author of this confusion. Either we realize the need to ask the Most High to show us beyond a whole world of lies, or all our efforts to praise Him are in vain. Do I say that again? Either we petition the Most High for the fullness of all the truth that is necessary that we all agree as one with Him, even seeking the day of restoration and restitution, according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began, seeking also what the scriptures call in Malachi, righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. Again, Acts 3:18 through 23 says, Messiah will come, teaching all the words spoken by all the holy prophets since the world began, and whoever will not hearken to that testimony when Messiah comes to preach it, whoever will not hearken to that testimony, I say, whoever not hearken to that testimony will be utterly cut off from among the people. So we have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High wants a kingdom wrought of a people made stable, steadfast, strong enough a foundation that when the greater truth is granted, our brothers and sisters, they see the reasoning of it. Did you hear me? They discern the reasoning of it, that not being filled with doubt and debate, they will not turn back. So much of the instability that exists in this world exists because men have not discerned or sought the word of Yah faithfully, diligently enough that the truth of the Most High, brothers, is not something they suspect. It's not merely something they suspect. But my brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, there's such things as a people, a consciousness, a heart, diligent that is not satisfied not to know. Ready to tell us again. The book of Jacob, they call James. If we lack wisdom, we ought to ask Yah, who will give us this wisdom, literally. If, my brothers and sisters, we seek it beyond all instability, beyond all debate and doubt, wholly, completely, sincere, my brothers and sisters, willing to be indeed the light to this world that it truly needs, even in a world, my brothers and sisters, that is already predisposed to reject and renounce it. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this, and I repeat again, that, well, consider, for instance, Isaiah 50th chapter. What does Scripture say of Messiah? It says He will say one day to a world, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. Now consider something. This is the one the scripture said will come forth one day saying, from the body, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. There's no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Oh, that you kept and preserved and remembered my commandments. Oh, it means that people have fallen after the commands of another. Say, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. The one who says from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. I'm talking about Isaiah 48. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to show you again the way that you should go. Who says, no peace to the lawless. No peace to those who swear by the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. So listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. Yes, from the womb and from the body of my mother. I said, from the body of my mother has He made mention of my name. Yes, He said, to reveal again what is His glory. The Most High has made His mouth like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern thoughts and intents of the heart. Will discern who seeks to seek, He seeks to serve Yah. I said, seeks to serve Yah according to all that He is. Seeks to serve Yah, who seeks to serve Him not. Yes, my brothers and sisters, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart of the man is true and steadfast or not in his pursuit of divine will. He says, He comes, my brothers and sisters, made strong in the knowledge of Yah. He asked my brothers and sisters to bring back his people, to bring Israel back unto the Most High, and even to be a salvation to the ends of the earth. I sit at the mouth and the command, the conscience of one. What else does this mean? But that the very law that will make Israel and Judah one again is the law, my brothers and sisters, that was meant to consecrate a whole world forever. What have you to consider? What have you to consider, like I said, Jeremiah 30th chapter to 31st. And we will realize that a covenant is only reestablished anew beyond all other worldly misallegiances and differences of ideals have damned out so many people and so many generations. Covenant is only restored, my brothers and sisters, when we discern beyond all. That's always been the case. It's always been the truth. It's always been the formula. The gospel has always been declared. Isaiah 52. It's a word, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said in advance, the rulers of Babylon could never teach. Read Isaiah 52 real close and realize that Babylon is all misrepresentations of all the nations. It kept the people blind. And the scripture says Messiah is anointed as king to deliver your people. What does the scripture say? He says, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Why? He said, because the Most High has anointed me. Why anointed me? To preach good tidings. How about the whole word, the secure word, the sure word, according to all the Most High promised? Even all the rules will not tell you. To preach good tidings, the whole word. The word for good means whole and complete, pure, perfect. Meek to the humble, those who are willing to hear. Those who, my brothers and sisters, being curious, being humble, being meek of heart, reverent of heart, those that cannot reveal those tie according to the shallow minds of their own carnal minds. They must have an empowerment from the Most High. My brothers and sisters, it's not possible. And scripture says, flesh and blood shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. What it really means, the carnal mind shall not enter. You must be empowered after a greater spirit. You must be empowered, my brothers and sisters, after a consciousness that this world cannot give. You must be empowered after the spirit of the Most High that grants access to the truth that this world is innately, my brothers and sisters, predisposed to reject. Again, Isaiah 50th chapter says, Messiah was saying, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. This is the one the scripture spoke of in Isaiah 42 that would come forth saying, Well, Most High said concerning him, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, and the isles shall wait for his law. And he shall not fail and shall not be discouraged. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Till he has brought forth justice in the earth. And I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, there's only one true law and only one justice, one righteousness, my brothers and sisters, one conscience, one standard that is indeed lawful. And everything else, my brothers and sisters, is robbery and a lie, treacherous misrepresentation against the perfect will of the Eternal One, who does not change, nor will he be destabilized by any of the misconceits of man. His word, my brothers and sisters, his word is what endures forever. You look at the book of Jacob, and it says, though we be scattered among the nations. I'm coming back to Isaiah 50. It says, though we be scattered among the nations, in diaspora among the nations, among the Gentiles, He said we must remember that beyond all these provocations, various temptations, abilities, contentions after which the nations could not agree. That beyond them all, we are still required to bring unto the Most High a perfect work. My brothers and sisters, that pure perfect word beyond all the nations, that pure perfect word, after which the Most Messiah said the nations must be converted, beyond all the rulers of the nations. Back to that same concept again in Matthew 28:18-20. He said, all power and all the precepts of the kingdom of Yah from on high has been given unto him. He said, go ye forth and teach how to convert all nations. How to make safe all the nations. If you, my brothers and sisters, give them opportunity to be safe against the wrath of Yah, because Most High is not going to preserve any life. That's what it in the Torah scripture say. Who believe shall be saved. Preserve the main habitations of illusions and lies. Said, go ye forth and teach, convert, make disciples, teach them the way beyond the wrath that is to come, even amongst other nations. He said, by how shall men escape this wrath? He said, teach them to do everything that he has commanded. This is what he told his apostles, men meant to be a living epistles. That the word of the Most High, the covenant of the Most High, written upon their hearts, that they might go forth and teach that rule steadfastly and not be devoured or destabilized among the nations. Apostle Shaul said about the gospel that there is no other. If he sought to please and persuade after the ideals of men, he could not be a servant of Yah. You need to understand what that means. There's only one gospel. If any man preach any other, the scripture says it's a curse. And so is the man who preaches another word that does not seek to embrace all Most High has spoken. Isaiah 50. Messiah will come forth singing. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. It says, I have not turned back the rebellious way. Wow. Morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. How unlike so many others, upon hearing the truth that the world would not speak, he did not turn back the rebellious way. What about Isaiah 52:15-53:1? Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because he's going to declare a word that shall astonish the people, because his conscience is greater than the sons of men. He is the son of Yah. Kings should shut their mouths because of him. How many have bowed down in shame because of him? Because that which they had not considered, that they had spoken, that they had not realized the need to consider beyond themselves then, shall they at last consider? So who then shall believe his report? Who shall believe the testimony they never heard? Who shall believe, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me, will be found steadfast to believe what the leaders never spoke, the word that shall redeem men from all misconceived and fallen standards of the nations. Somebody here in the chat said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. What else does that mean but that this whole world has been lost? Did you hear me? I will not even begin to step away from that statement. I said the whole world has been lost without direction. Men have been far too unstable in their sense. What is even, my brother says, not just foundation, what is expectation, but lost. Why do I say that? If I were to talk to many out there right now, I said, if I were to talk to many out there right now about what is called the Gospel of Shiloh, what it really means in Genesis 49:1-8-12. If I were to talk to many about what it means after having heard the lying doctrines of this world, my brothers and sisters, not everyone would be able to accept the direction or the instruction. Messiah himself said Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And few are they that find it. He said, watch out for false prophets. They didn't tell you that false prophets mean, my brother says, not only those who preach falsely, who preach after my brothers and sisters also, how about false doctrine? Fallen doctrine. Fallen short doctrine. Less of vibration than the Holy Spirit. Speaking after a spirit that if you sought to tell them the greater truth, they would refuse to hear it. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? They speak after a lesser vibration. Life, at our very definition, the advantage of the Holy One, is not, I repeat, filled with contradictions. It's not filled with confusion. It's not filled with controversy, my brothers and sisters. It's not after debate and doubt. The faith is pure, and all the word declares one Lord, one faith. One beyond all this world's misconceits. If they told you anything else, brothers and sisters, they never told you the gospel. But the truth of the matter, all prophecy says Messiah when he comes must expose and reprove every single standard and ideal that men have trusted upon this earth. Because men have not discerned what it means when it says his name is the word of Yah. Did you hear me? He said he has a name which no man knows but himself. Not just a name, but brothers and sisters, with a name and a title, Most High sanctions a contract and a covenant. Scripture says Messiah must restore to mind the knowledge of the covenant. Do you really believe that all these different ideologies, like I said, across 45,000 the nations, 28, like I said, 280 something odd nations, 45,000 denominations, get that right again, 19 odd world religions, they see, doctrines tainted with it all. Do you really believe that's a covenant true to hearing the Holy Spirit, the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High? If you can believe that, my brothers and sisters, you can never be true to a covenant. You're never kind of steadfast if you can believe such a thing. Again, Isaiah 50 says, Messiah in his appearing will come saying, what? Morning by morning, has the Most High caused my ears to teaching? That's the one the scripture says, Isaiah 49 will come forth saying, what? From the body of my mother has the Most High made mention or called me or made even a vow. my brother and sister, it means even a vow unto the sanctity of his title, his name. There's a reason why the scripture says Isaiah 50, 10 through 11, it says the Messiah appears. It says, whoever among you will serve the Most High. I said, whoever among you will serve the Most High. Hearken to him who will get this point. Him by the name of the Most High and be saved. How about by his Elohim, his conscience? Brothers and sisters, even him who taught him. Elohim, my brothers and sisters, I would pray that many come to understand. Where sometimes it's used. Conscience. My brothers and sisters, not only conscience, that word is used. I want you to understand this. There's a difference between the Elohim, or the gods of the nations, and the one Most High. The one who is true to all that he is. One who declares everything upon which his name is already declared that he owns. He declares it all him. Let me see if I can explain this to you. When the Most High created all things after which we exist, a brother and sister, dare we say destroying or functioning outside that biosphere, will we say functioning outside it, my brothers and sisters, we still have a right to be said that we are synchronous to the hope of what the Most High did when he established all things. And what I'm saying to you about this, my brothers and sisters, what does scripture say? In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. How about the foundation? How about the precepts upon which all things exist? Same with the word. The word was with Yah. It's a constant harmony, no contradiction in it. And that precept, my brothers and sisters, that was declared from the beginning is all called in Hebrew Rishon Haron, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. It's a principle that was declared from the beginning eternal. It declares existence. It declares the very principle of life. They said, without him, or outside this initial principle, this initial conscience, plan, and vision, then Vision, brothers and sisters, by that conscience, by that magnificent sense of order that is the mind of the Creator, all things were made. And without them, there was not anything made. Many of my brothers and sisters, anything that is outside that continuum of constancy does not have life. The gift of eternal life, what do you think that is? Just something that something would continue to exist? No, my brothers and sisters, first, the gift of life is a gift of an eternal word. That if the soul of a man becomes the habitation of that pure, perfect word and become one with it, no contradiction in him, then there's Shema. Zero is the highest one. Oh, please understand. It means all who will be called by his name must all be one. And therefore we must love. And the word for love there relates to the idea about our Abba. We must seek to be made whole according to all the Most High has declared. We must seek him with all our minds and hearts. That's the love of Yah. But the only reason we have is we have the love of him seeking to be justified after something less. I said with all our minds and hearts, none of our being an obstacle. Neither the armies nor empires nor anything created separating us from the love. How about seeking all that is divine will that we prove that we are willing to in all things to be made servants unto him, even concerning the things that he has not yet of himself revealed? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the greater reality that this is what we have a mutual obligation to do. Also, hold us that we be wrought with a multitude of divisions. He who blesses Israel, seek to see all his people, all the people of the Most High, concerted at one, as one. Seeking the Most High, they learn not to lie. Seeking the Most High, that no one exalts his own vanities. This is the love of Yah. Realizing that men after the ways of this world cannot teach you beyond its illusions. Yah is the Savior. Please understand. All and everything that he is when he says, I'm the great I am that I am. He is the Savior, my brothers and sisters. And it's time we understand what this means. Because it means, my brothers and sisters, in truth, that anyone of this world, whoever attained to his conscience, must be made true unto him, must prove that they will be steadfast unto his word. But why should he teach someone who has no intent to be true to him in all things and who would exalt a misrepresentation? Scriptures tell us in the book of Jacob, they call James, that though we have been scattered among the nations under a multitude of differing allegiances, the Most High still requires of us a perfect work. Our faith, our steadfastness in him must still bring forth purely and perfectly all that he declares, because he's not going to bring forth unto himself. Get me now. A bunch of folks who feel like they have a bunch of lie licenses. Like every denomination and every institution, culture, family, title, nation, whatever, all feel like they have a license to lie about something until finally what? No covenant anymore exists? Messiah did not say he comes to deny any part of the law and the prophets. He in fact said in so many ways, if you allow anybody to trick you, deny any part of the law and the prophets, or brothers and sisters, you do not overcome the world. And you will in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. The Most High wants a stable people. I will tell you again, it's time to understand what it truly means. I see somebody put it here, you know, true worship will worship him in spirit and truth. Me and my brother, this is according to the high vibration. Hear me now. I said the high vibration of his spirit. True to all the Most High decrees. Again, Scripture tells us in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians has some powerful word when it talks about, we must comprehend with all the saints to the height, depth, and breadth. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, even unto the unity of the faith. Get my point? It says to the full measure and stature. Oh, why didn't they tell you that? It says to the full measure and stature of the Messiah himself. That we should not be alienated. How about, brothers, think about it. How the nation is divided. But that they have not sought the whole truth. Most High Spirit. And he must be worshipped in spirit truth. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, is after his spirit, the revelation that he gives from himself. I didn't say from another. A liar will not praise him. He's not a liar. He does not give, I'm here, my brothers and sisters, he doesn't give folks lie licenses. I'm going to say that again. He didn't give man a license to pervert the grace of Yah. The grace of Yah is the knowledge and the truth of him. He did not say that men should pervert the knowledge of the truth onto what the scriptures call in the book of Yehuda, they call Jude. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, that men should pervert the grace of the knowledge of the truth unto men following after unbelief. He said we must contend for the common salvation that was once delivered to the saints. What does this mean? For the common truth, the common objective, the common expectation, the common purpose off the same foundation that was once delivered to the saints. And I want to tell you that this evidence, when we look around at these 45,000 nations and 280 nations, all these variant real religions and people who call themselves true to the one after all these differences and men. Ooh, look at what, like I said, I've told you before. Look at this. Look at what we've seen, recently. The Pope called folks from all kind of different religions to the Vatican recently and had everybody pray for their rulership. What, to divide the world, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that are in, causing men to lift their souls up under after everybody's vanities, swearing deceitfully, not righteous after the Holy One of salvation, failing to realize that it is the word of Yah that sustains the lands. Oh, my brothers, he established the lands upon the floods. Then say, my brothers and sisters, denying that word that we shall have a land that persists. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures move on after saying all this. They say, who then is the King of glory? Who is king, my brothers and sisters, who will not put men to lift up their souls under any man's vanity, nor swear deceitfully, but seek righteousness after the Holy One of salvation? The righteous one, the scripture says, will rebuke all nations. He says, he's mighty in battle. What, my brothers? Mighty for what? To take this world back to himself. To deliver his people. Deliver those who will hearken to him. To deliver those, my brothers and sisters, he said he made petition for it, Yohanan, John 17:8-9. He said, I make requests for the world. And for those who don't want the whole truth, who want to preserve all these divisitudes, he said, I make no requests for them. But for those who receive the word, well, he made a petition that those, my brothers and sisters, who would be called to the Most High, called from above, all should be one. Blessed are they who bless his people. Who seek to see his people all made one. Curses are they, my brothers, who think any other way. Numbers 24:14-19 tells us when Messiah appears, to redeem his people. And all who will be obstacles against their fruition. That's what it really means. You see, he will destroy anyone who's to preserve the wickedness. I get my point. Any of the obstacle ways, any, let's just say, falling short social orientation. They put down city. Well, I got news for you. Again, if I were to tell a lot of folks out here who sit back and say they know the Most High, if I were to tell them about the secret city prophecies, prophecies, like I said, those that are in Numbers 12:14-19, relating Messiah's appearance last days at a city. Zephaniah 2:15. Zephaniah 2:15 through 3x. 13-20, all people calling because that city would be destroyed, that would be warned, that wouldn't listen. If I told a lot of folks about those prophecies, would they be prepared to listen? Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, the truth of such scriptures that are over at Matthew 24, Luke 13. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Luke 17:21. Oh, he talked about all those places. Why is there a break in the scrolls in Matthew 20? Why is there a break in the scrolls in Matthew 24:29? Why is there a break in the scrolls at 13:24? Every time it says the same thing. Why is there a break in the scrolls at 21:25 Luke when it says the same thing? Whenever it talks about sun and moon dark and the powers of heaven shaken, why is there a break in the scrolls every time? My brothers and sisters, 17th chapter of Luke, 17, really about 26 to 18 and 8. Messiah says, as it was in the days of Lot and Noah, warning before an imminent destruction, so shall be the day of the Son of Man. He does not come by ordinary observation. They ask him, where would it be that he would appear? He said, wherever the carcass is, there where the vultures gather. Did they not, they left for you? At Isaiah 34, you understand what this meant with regard to what I call city prophecies? Amos 3rd chapter, relative to Hosea 11, and, heaven help us, Revelation 10. They tell you about the secret city prophecy, the secret plan of the Most High, they will finally reveal the truth of the gospel again. Why didn't they, my brothers and sisters, if they're led by their spirit? The spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that tells you the things, my brothers and sisters, that are to come. If they were truly functioning after that spirit, why are these things hid the men? The scripture says, you know, his disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. My brothers and sisters, I dare say the man is a servant of those who have kept them in blindness so they find the truth, that finally they might discern, my brothers and sisters, and see the light that the very institutions of man have done everything they could that men not ever see, that it ever be allowed to enter into their hearts. If I would talk about the secret city prophecies, if I were to sit back and talk about who Messiah said he is, when he said in Revelation 22:16, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. How many understand what that meant to the early church today? Isaiah 41 said that when Messiah appears, these are the kind of secrets my brother and sister rulers would never tell in order to preserve their personal posts and thrones, being more concerned for that and the reconciliation of his people. If I were to talk about the idea, my brothers and sisters, in Matthew 20, the chronology, and much of it happened, my brothers and sisters, think about it. The scripture talking about a great tribulation after Jerusalem will be overrun and even destroyed. And that's exactly what Rome did. He said, after that time be a time of great tribulation, murderous times. He said, those days will be shortened. Realize, my brothers and sisters, that happened a long time ago. First four centuries. There's an article on my website called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. You really need to check it out sometime. Scripture says after that time you arise of false prophets. How about my brothers and sisters? They murdered everybody who knew the truth. Revelation 6 chapter talks about it too. They murdered everybody who knew the truth, and thereafter, my brothers and sisters, nothing but a pretense. False prophets, false church. It's worldly after the controls of the world, powers of perdition, principles of the world, sitting behind the pulpits in your temples, my brothers and sisters, claiming to be godly men, but wickedly lawless, compelling men to believe lies, trusting in deceit, having no great love of the truth, that they might be damned. The scripture says those who believe these lies, these pretenses, would be damned. The Messiah would have to come to expose the pretense. 2 Thessalonians 2 is telling you that Isaiah 11, that will finally bring forth peace. Messiah, not judging after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but after the Spirit, shall expose all these wicked ones, all these deceptive misrepresentations of man. That under him, hear me, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 45 speaks about something very key, if you understand who it's talking about initially. That under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. That all the nations shall seek him, that his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. Need to really read Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46 real closely when it talks about that scripture is under him. Every knee bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, to discern who is Messiah under the title at Revelation 16:12 called King of the East, Son of Righteousness that arises, righteous one like the rising of the sun. How about Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4? How about Malachi 4 and 2? How about the one called the angel from the rising sun, knowing the word for angel is the word for king? Rising sun being east. First he comes like one rising, like the rising sun. How about to suddenly cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all that seems bright in the night, as does the morning sun. Cast out, if you will, put to shame the light of the stars and moon. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand what the said would occur. For those who seem bright in this present night, my brothers and sisters, like I said, will all be put to shame in their supposed brilliance and wisdom. Greater light appears. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken, that is not wisdom at all. Some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greater truth. Men sit upon faulty foundations. Nothing that they read here or see. Being established upon a firm foundation is a matter of them discerning indeed what is the path. Why didn't they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Their job, after they made so many pacts and covenants with so many contradictive ideas, like I said, the Pope invited all these folks from different religions to the Vatican recently, and then prayed that they for the sustaining of all their rule, dividing the earth against the one Most High. There's something wrong here. Pope came here to this country, did the same thing at the podium. Don't you understand that a holy man would not compel his people to entertain a multitude of different deviant spirits? Think about it. Very recently, that's what the Pope did. Obama, recently, on the same day, they got talking about this idea about, hey, legal, gay marriage being legal? Heaven help us. Lawful? My brother says the only law that is lawful is what is true to what the Most High himself decreed. But that's what they call the Supreme Court. That's a blasphemy against the higher rule of Yah. Well, guess what? He sat back and even happy enough to in so many ways gloat. Did you hear me? Gloat. On the same day that, think about it now, this was a AME church having some of the longest history of the civil rights movement. This, behind their podium actually deliver a eulogy. Now get the point. You had a whole lot of congressmen across this country out there in that out there in the audience, people from churches all over in the audience. In a church, like I said, it has a long history of civil rights movement. Same day, the civil court, the so-called Supreme Court, licenses what it called gay marriage. Now, look at the strange bedfellows. Civil rights movement, that's the electoral office. Well, that's the presidency, if you will, Congress, your Supreme Court. That is, get me now, church, civil rights, and the LGBTQ movement married before everyone's eyes in the utmost hypocrisy against the law of the Most High and expectation of what's faithful and true as an offering unto him before the whole world. And some folks ate it up. Don't you understand there's no such thing as a holy politician? Darkness coming. Wake up and realize the world's already in darkness. Realize that this confusion would not exist and men would not have allegiance to all these various different if they had indeed beliefs. The gospel of me has been long ago hid, still hid. And I didn't say the Messiah won't bring a word concerning his kingdom greater than what men own. Time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the real. Because whoever is not ready to hearken, to understand and believe the greater truth that a whole world has denied is not prepared into the kingdom of Yah. What does the scripture say, Messiah, what I'm doing? Same morning by morning, I cause me to hear the teaching. Waking the mind to something greater and greater day. And he said he did not turn back the rebellious way. In other words, he still yet persevered upon a strong foundation to believe that he should, what? Declare the weary. We are weary. In Isaiah 40:27. In Malachi, what? Malachi, what, round, starting around 2:15 to 3 and 4? He called the wearied, those who believed after their own conscience that what they had done was worthy of the covenant. But they forget, my brothers and sisters, it's man's iniquities that have hid good things from him, he says Isaiah 49. Men believing that what they've done was sufficient, but they forget the Most High has not forgotten his covenant. He's not forgotten what he required. And the scripture says, men will not become strong again unto the Most High until all your rulers, Malachi, like I said, in the third chapter talks about all your priests. Yes, that includes all your pastors, your rabbis, your elders, all these folks, reverends, whatever they want to call themselves. He said, all your kings. Look at it, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4. They all must be exposed, dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, ashes under the soles of the right feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. Did he say the righteous, my brothers and sisters, are those who seek righteousness after the various ideals of man? Scripture says Messiah appears, all of sin and falling short of the glory. And Most High looked and saw none who discerned how much more they needed to seek Yah, all subject to evildoers. Might sound hard words in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, but Isaiah 59 and 8 says the same thing. They say the way of peace men have not known. That means they've not known the covenant. Men have forgotten it after being scattered among the nations, after a multitude of fallen standards. Same thing said, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 6, the white horse rider is Messiah preaching the gospel. Red horse rider is the nations retaliating against that hope of peace. Black horse rider is famine for a word. Pale horse rider is resulting death and hell. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it happened long ago. Who is it that's going to be humble enough in these last days to discern seeing so much that has been hidden from the mind? Willing, my brothers, to become true to all that once the early church knew, that Rome murdered millions to hide that truth. False prophets, fallen testimony, lesser vibration, corruption, my brothers and sisters, in the minds, hastiness unto false conclusions, compelling men that if they heard the truth, would not listen to it. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters, again, for all those who know the prophecies, as they are truly stated, know that when Messiah appears, it is he who must lead every soul beyond every misconceit, because it is he whom the Most High has charged with the authority to preach again all, my brothers and sisters. The world would not, the Most High calls a prophet to speak, but others would not. Even the book of Zechariah tells us that when Messiah is really understanding the last chapter in Zechariah 14, really around 16 through 20, and read it very closely, we understand that from year to year, ultimately Messiah himself will be given constant updates in the knowledge of the truth as this world moves toward that time when the tabernacle of Yah shall be with men at the end of the millennium reign. And all those who will not come to be updated, generation after generation, whoever of the nation will not come to be updated, my brothers and sisters, there will be a curse upon those nations. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59, the way of peace they have not known. I looked and saw no intercessor. Where are the priests that will pray for all the divine will? Where are those ministers who after the Spirit know that they must seek Yah to perform all that is divine pleasure? No one seeking to be justified after any standard lest they be called a robber, a liar, a deceiver. Those who murder with their tongues and all by all their deeds after misconceits and misrepresentations must realize that all were humble, must humble themselves before him. Petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, they learn how not to lie. Scripture says Messiah will put upon himself the helmet of salvation, guarding his mind against all the misconceits of this world, breastplate of righteousness, guarding his heart against all the misconceits of the world, putting upon himself, my brothers and sisters, the sword of the Spirit, discerning, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts and intents of every heart, discerning, my brothers and sisters, in such a way that no falsehood enters, and to stand up and guard, my brothers and sisters, the way of truth, to be an intercessor for the blessing and the strengthening of those who would turn from transgression. And the scripture says even that his covenant, his standard, is raised up against every enemy who would declare a less standard. He said that his covenant remain in your mouth, in your mouth of your descendants, from henceforth even forever. Romans 11:25-27 speaks this same word, meaning it's latter-day prophecy. Ephesians says you must put upon yourself the whole armor. That means you prepare for him who will in the last days to do what others have not. Dare men to automatically know what the whole armor? Think again. 1 Corinthians, we all must speak the same thing under one understanding. If there be schisms and divisions, how about a multitude of varying standards among us? Partialities among us. He says, carnality, worldliness. He says, if any man consider himself wise in this world, 3:17, if any man consider himself wise in this world, how about defiling the temple, defiling the doctrine, Yahweh will destroy. If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool. That he may become wise, any man consider himself wise enough after the ideals of the nations. A brother and sister realize the nations are already foolish and deceived. Deceived, not prepared to perceive, not prepared to receive, but seeking to preserve worldliness, refusing to accept the autonomy of a word, my brother and sister, that the world must humble itself to convert it, to be converted to finally at last, after sincere heart being found worthy even to hear. If the leaders didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, if the leaders didn't tell you that, they have not taught you the gospel. If they didn't tell you the Messiah had to come in the last days to expose the pretense of all this unrighteousness, they never preached to you the gospel. Because if you believe that all these multitude of differences are indeed salvation, then somebody can trap you, my brothers and sisters, so when Messiah comes, you're not prepared to hear him. Because he's not going to come to flatter anyone, like so many fatal flatterers have already done. Scripture says, be wise, my brothers and sisters. Be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Your leaders won't be able to. Why do you look to them, my brothers and sisters, who shall fall? Seeking to discern, my brothers and sisters, how you shall be able to stand? Why do you think Isaiah 24 says, as with the priest, also with the leaders, also with the people? It talks about a grand destruction because men have broken the everlasting covenant. You think you have a covenant with the Most High after all the variant, partial standards of the world? Brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to deliver men from sin. That means everything that separates men from the higher truth of the Most High. That means you look to him to restore the world to what indeed is righteousness, a love of all that is divine will and a knowledge thereof. It's because men have not known the ways of Yah. Righteously enough. Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Because men have not known that way sufficiently enough, all the instabilities of the world exist. Because it means, my brothers and sisters, men not discern the truth well enough when they come under pressure. So quickly and easily do they fall away and want to say that they're justified. So how many times has it been the men of fallen away from the covenant, or been told a word and fallen away from the remembrance and the protection of that idea in mind, and then dare to say that that law was put away because they want to see themselves still yet justified, or don't want others to see where they have erred. Anyone who would do such a thing to deceive others that they exalt themselves is a devil, and all it takes to make a devil if there was none is for man to be without the greater discipline of Yah. Or dare men say that without the discipline, men are justified. I see scriptures in Hebrews 12 that says, if you're without discipline, you're a bastard and not a son. Now, I want you to understand, a bastard is oftentimes a child that is subject to a whole lot of different shifting parentages. That's not the father, my brothers and sisters, that they should hearken to that they live. It's time we wake up and understand we have a mutual obligation all to seek the whole truth. He said, teach all nations, do everything he commands. We all have an obligation to seek the whole truth. That there be no divisions, no controversies among us. And whoever does not believe Yah to seek the whole truth and guide toward all that is necessary to be made one, my brothers and sisters, has not made an oath true to the Most High, whose very name means that he is all and everything that he is. They have not made an oath true unto him at all. Yeah, I know what Paul says. I see somebody confirm the covenant wrote. Paul says, talking about watch out for, basically telling him, watch out for those who would divide you, who cause trouble among you, would not, get my point, bring you to peace. Scripture says he wished that those who would trouble you would be cast out, cut off, cut off from among you. Wow, my brothers and sisters, today, what would that mean? Ah, yes. Most High told me that the definition, his definition of trouble and tribulation. He said, any time man is subject to any conscience less than his own, that's exactly what it is. It's not comfort unto peace. When he said, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people. It's talking about to prepare yourself to return to that high dimension of conscience that's beyond all the boxes of corruption into which you have fallen. That word, nacham in Hebrew, metanoia in the Greek, every one of them means return to the conscience in which you've fallen. And in Isaiah 40:41, it says you should be looking for the one called the righteous, one that's likened to the rising sun, whom the scripture says in Isaiah 44, his right hand has he upheld to subdue kings. Who was it that told you in advance that he would come? And why is it, my brothers and sisters, that your leaders have not told you that he comes to expose every unrighteousness, every manner of unrighteousness, that only the pure, perfect truth remains? If they didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you what to prepare for, they didn't tell you anything at all. Hear me. I can tell you something the Most High. I remember coming to a realization some 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago now. And upon coming to that realization, my brother says, I'm telling you, everything the Most High has put his name upon that he calls his own vibrates, ultimately seeks to vibrate as one with him beyond every instability of every wayward thought that this present earth sends forth. I know the universe, my brothers and sisters, waits for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. Those whose hearts and minds, in fact, are a habitation of his pure word, that all things vibrate together as one. Even after the initial spirit, my brothers and sisters, that was before this matter state ever came to be. Oh, if I could only just tell you, my brothers and sisters, this matter state, there's Hebrew words for it. Words that mean not spirit, not of the highest vibration. This matter state, my brothers and sisters, the ancients knew, is a fall away from the highest vibration. It's kind of like steam to water to ice. It's a result of a contradiction, my brothers and sisters. It didn't even have to be. The Most High made man out of this dust, out of this clay, out of the stuff of this later vibration, and gave him a higher vibration as the breath of life that is his spirit. And it was more than just something to animate the flesh. It was to empower the mind. And it did so, my brothers and sisters, until a man began to entertain the thoughts of another and thought that he would still be a god. Oh, heaven help us. Or that he would still be kind of godlike in his thinking after the will of another, tricked out of paradise. And until a man, my brothers and sisters, reclaims that mindset again, guess what? He's still not worthy of the holy name. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High, ultimately, I'm going to jump the gun a little bit and tell you something. Most High intends to send Messiah after the same, how about anoint his chosen one? After the same spirit and the mindset, my brothers and sisters, that recreated order before. Oh, if I could only tell you, there's some first words in Genesis talk about this earth and talks about the lands and say without form and void. Result of a cataclysm when somebody said no at the highest vibration, at near what is the highest vibration, if you will, choosing not to hearken to the discipline of the Most High. Wow, there's a lot I can tell you about that. One time, Most High said something, there was no one to say no. Somebody decided to say no, and the vibrations, the shifting of vibration, was a cataclysm that brought to bear this matter state. Most High showed me all in a vision many years ago. Scripture says the earth was off form and void. Does that sound like something the Most High made? Just a clump of formless matter? Where there was no beauty, he sought to make beauty. Ah, my brothers and sisters, when Scripture talks about that beginning, is talking about the beginning of what is necessary to reform and set order in the universe. Somebody had a song one time that old universe is calling you. Well, my brother says, I can only tell you what happened to me many years ago. I have been coming to a very powerful realization. And the best way I can tell you the way it felt, it was like the whole entire universe, the farthest reaches of everything that we can even begin to try to imagine, to try to we think we could comprehend. It was like one big sphere, as far and distant as any, beyond anything that might be called, even people imagine to call infinity. Mind hard to embrace it, but it was like it all became one entity. It's like you could literally feel it, like it was a part of your own body. All that is consciousness cried out at once at the point of knowing that secret. He knows! I'm being nice about the way it came out. I can only tell you that very powerful vibration moved across my being, head to toe, toe to head, for very many few hours thereafter, having to absorb the power of that experience. That I remember where it happened. I mean, it was all I could do to keep my knees from buckling to the ground. I felt the universe, my brothers and sisters, shake, crying out to be restored to order. When I finally read it later, I understood full well what the scripture says, the whole universe awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah. Those who after his spirit, my brothers and sisters, will vibrate as one, because right now the negative emanations that exist, that are the manifestation of the minds of men today, emanation of the minds of men today, are like a warden that most high that he allows to exist for the sake of a few. One day realize they must awaken. Again, Messiah will judge mankind, even decide whether man is worthy to survive or not, as to whether or not they will be willing to seek humbly all his will. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the whole word and to the meek who are willing to hear beyond the self-righteous standards of men? That the captives who are blinded by systems of this world where the greater light cannot enter might be free. If you're my disciple, you know the truth. How about the truth the world won't tell you? If the Son should make you free, you should be free indeed. In other words, what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, I remember feeling something many, many years ago. Let me know that there was a wisdom. For every question you could ask, give you a billion reasons why it's so in a matter of split seconds. Automatically letting me know, my brothers and sisters, there was something far beyond ordinary conscience that needed to be embraced. I remember upon feeling that, my brothers and sisters, one of the things that came to me, they need that conscience far better than they need me. Talking about the whole world. They didn't care whether I existed anymore, not me. I realized there was a lot of things that need to be fixed in the world. And it was going to be a conscience far greater than mine that can finally fix things according to the initial design. Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. I didn't say the ideas of another. Men are already condemned because they believe a multitude of varying ideas and not the pattern of peace that is eternal life. The beginning with the word, the precepts, the concept, the vibration, the thoughts, the ideals, the vision, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. And all things were made to vibrate as one, and after that same conscience. And that conscience, my brothers and sisters, is the light and the life of men. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah comes with the conscience that set things in order, like Scripture said, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. To restore the conscience that set order in the midst of havoc before. That all things might be restored to initial purpose. Who's willing to understand it? I think about scriptures like Isaiah 28 and says, Messiah, Most High has a mighty and a strong one. We read it right from the Aramaic, what it says is the Most High will give rest to the earth by his hands. Wow. How many understand today what that means, what that meant to the ancients? Well, the Most High told me if you know what's said and don't know why it says, you missed the point. After the spirit of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, you discern what was the mind of the prophets, even what the Most High declared to all the prophets. The scripture says Messiah is the spirit of prophecy. Many of my brothers and sisters think about what it says at 1 Peter 1:10-11. All the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Moshe even himself. I say they all followed the same rock coming out of Egypt. How about the same rock, same foundation, same testimony? That rock was. Don't get me started with that word Christ. I know it sounds funny to some of you. The word Christ, my brothers and sisters, is not Greek in origin. Well, put it like, excuse me, it's not Hebrew, but Greek, polytheist in origin. It is a term, my brothers and sisters, that was being used by the Greeks to preserve all their pagan deities. They called Christ someone anointed after all the pagan ideologies of Rome and Greece. Politicians, my brothers and sisters, preserving all the ideals of all the people. Very type of king, my brothers and sisters, that Saul was the Most High cast off from being king because he sought the varying ideals of the people. What did Shaul say? Such a word can't be a gospel. What did Paul say? Such a word can't be the gospel because it seeks to persuade after the ideals of men and not Yah. A true Jew, he said, Romans 2:29-3-4. A true Jew. There's not one who, hear me, my brothers and sisters, seeks praise or honor after the ideals of men, but from Yah. My brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth, and if you believe the lies the leaders have told you to block your mind from discerning the truth, such things is what I'm talking about when I speak about the secret city prophecies. Early church origin, mutual expectation, who Messiah is when the scripture says such things in Luke 1:78, the father of Yohanan the Baptist, Zechariah, called him what? The day spring from on high, sunrise. Kepha, they called Peter, called him the morning star. Why? Don't get tripped up by folks who sit back and tell you in Isaiah 14, the morning star is a devil. No, my brothers and sisters, Satan's ministers come as angels of light, so the demon, my brothers and sisters, hiding the truth from you, seek to claim that he comes to bring, to cast out all the darkness. No, my brothers and sisters, he comes to preserve the darkness. He comes to keep you from discerning the greater light, the morning star, which is the sun, if you get my point. It says Messiah comes like a, well, the scripture says he comes suddenly. The word therefore suddenly means unexpectedly. How about in a manner you didn't expect? How about with a word, my brothers and sisters, that most conscience have not even begun to start to really begin to embrace, to even prepare for? He says he comes suddenly to his temple. Oh boy, and he has to remove all your priests. Purify. How about remove all the sons of Levi who've taught doctrine that shallow-minded and short-sighted doctrine, hiding the truth, keeping them, that they may all need to be humiliated, denying the covenant, the scripture says in Malachi 2, turning men against the covenant the Most High gave to the fathers. How about denying the covenant of the Most High Father himself, compelling men to worship after the manner of foreign gods, foreign deities. How about fallen traditions and precepts of men, taking the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, or preserving, taking the name of the Most High, or the ideals of the Most High, and seeking to meld it with all the pagan pantheons of the heathen. Preserving all these pagan titles, even calling Messiah after a title like Jesus Christos, pagan too. Look up the word Jesus sometime and be surprised. Like I said, leaven. A whole lot of leaven, my brothers and sisters, has been intermingled. Look up these titles. I'm putting them up in the chat. Look at both Jesus and Christos and find out where they came from. They were titles of pagan deities, my brothers and sisters. Even titles for politicians after the spirits of many. That the pagan ideals not be offended and all of them worship, even though the Most High is certainly offended because he said he is a zealous Most High. And he said you should worship none else but he. How did the world get so far off track, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me to know what's said and not know why. This is a missed point. But again, Isaiah 28 says Messiah will come and he said he would give rest to the earth at his hands. Most High would give rest to the earth at his hands because all your rulers have been, let's just say, indiscriminate. One scripture says they eat immoderately. They all become drunk, even the ones who seem to be the reprovers. And Messiah will bring a word that is line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet, unflinching word. But who shall he teach, my brothers and sisters, the precepts of the people for a long time have not heard? It'll be a vexation, a terror for many to understand his exceeding report when he tells them what they've called the robes of righteousness was insufficient to be called a garment. That he would declare to mankind that they need to listen to him, give ears to his speech. For the Most High declares, I will hear you, my brothers and sisters. He's declared that all that he's required, even of the whole earth. The judgment is coming, according to my brothers and sisters, no actions but his own. And yet men have asked the question, where is the God of judgment? No, they didn't tell you that word for God of judgment means the Lord of righteousness. The Lord whom you seek should be waiting for should suddenly come to his temple. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's the same scripture at Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4, that you understand beyond all the partialities of your leaders, else you never prove that you would be steadfast and faithful unto Yah himself. Scripture says he comes that all may know from the rising sun to the west and the east to the west that there's only one Most High, one salvation, seconds. One being made whole according to purpose that you might survive. Oh, boy. That's amazing. I've gone through this whole show and I've only hit point three of all these points that I wanted to talk about, a page of points I wanted to talk about. And I've only got to point three. Elaborating upon what they mean.
60 seconds.
It would be like
seconds.
An overflowing torrent in that day. Because men had not prepared themselves, the torrent shall overflow, the hiding place, the refuge of lies. Misconceits, my brothers and sisters, standards that men are called sufficient, but far from it. The time, however, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, you need to keep listening. Time will come that when man is functioning at the vibration that he was intended, all the obstacle removed. Scripture says the heavens shall answer Israel. For my brothers and sisters, in that day, the kingdom of Yah, heaven will be on this earth, like that with the conscience that is upon this earth, that the heavens shall answer itself as one. And with this, Yah shall be pleased. Only got a few seconds left. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters.
10 seconds.
This has been Enemy Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministry. Keep listening. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah unto him who shall harmonize all the minds. And again, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening. Please keep listening to my this show. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Learn how you can support this ministry for only those who can understand and will pray the Most High to be harmonized of mind to comprehend it can. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening. And unto his might, his honor, and his supreme power, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Come to know all things as they ought to know it, that they not turn back. And with this, Yah be pleased.